news, sports, AccuWeather, and more. Wake up with the information you need on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Super duper producer and sharp listening man, Mr. Rob Centers. On the other side of the glass, we appreciate that. Rob Centers, our producer, and Mr. Matt Cotrillo's over in the newsroom. On the newsline with us now, the Reverend Ann Keeler Evans, the minister at the Unitarian Universalist Congregation of the Susquehanna Valley, is with us. Good morning, Ann. Thanks for calling in.
Good morning. It's nice to talk to you.
I
feel like you've almost earned your living today by having said all of those words right in my name.
That's right. Your business card folds around the back for the rest of the description.
Right,
there.
Exactly.
I appreciate that. Well, you're part of an organization called Sunbury Together, which I believe is led primarily by the ministerial leaders in and around Sunbury. And you've got a lot going on. The Love Flows Project at the UU Church, I think, is going to be part of our conversation. So we really want to get a sense of that. But let's start at the beginning. The government shutdown caught the interest of Sunbury Together. So tell us about that.
Well, I think the shutdown is a concern for all of us, obviously. But as clergy, and there are things we need to be worrying about, and our neighbors are prime among them. And so, Rabbi Nina Mandel and the Reverend Rich Fangman and I were sort of sitting around, here's a real plug for what's going on later this week at the Warming Center, and that's going to have to make a revisit this week, I think, but talking about the fact that our neighbors are doing without. They went without two paychecks. We hope that they will get paid later this week, but even so, there's so much to catch up on, places where people have been borrowing money and stuff, and we were wondering how we could help. And so it turns out that a member of Rabbi Nina's congregation is in a position to help us support the workers in the prison system who were having to work, not those furloughed, but those, not because we don't want to, just because they're limited resources, but that we could gather money and at the very least help people get to work, because as you know, gas is expensive, and these people live all over Union-Snyder County and beyond to work in the federal prisons. And so we've been gathering money. I'm excited to say that I just delivered $825 in $25 cards to be distributed from Sheets and Giant so that people can buy gas and anything else they need. But it's likely whatever happens, even if everybody gets this whole thing set up, that we're going to need to do that again, that there will be more people trying to catch up.
So another shutdown in another 3 weeks of potentiality. And so you are helping to, so $25, of course, that's a big deal. So you're helping to fill the gaps that do pop up in families' homes when the federal employees are laid off or furloughed, as it were, or still working, I guess.
Right. Those are really, we just decided we could only help because, I'd love to be helping everybody. And there are lots of people helping lots of people. Please call the United Way if you're looking for help and you're furloughed, and or even if you're working. But this is one thing that we could do.
All right, the Greater Susquehanna Valley United Way is helping, connecting people to a statewide network that popped up to help people get connected with low-interest loans and all kinds of other services that exist. In what way is Love Flows tied to the Sunbury Together and the assistance for federal furloughed workers?
Well, at the moment, we are simply a repository. And Love Flows, is designed to support backpack programs and eating around the five county area, and so that's a UUCSV project, And we raise money for often as a starter fund for the to help backpack programs get started. And we also send money out to our food banks around the region. And there are, I don't know, 6 or 8 that we do. And that is purely a UUCSB endeavor. I mean, everybody's invited to participate. I don't mean that, but that's but one of the things that we can do, because we have an online donation site, is when we do something like this, I can say to the great guy Scott Rubin, who manages the money end of that for us, look, for the next 3 weeks or the next X weeks, however long, can we use that as our donation site? And then we can issue gift cards. We buy in bulk for the church. It's one of our fundraising things. But when we do something like this, we buy in bulk. We get a discount from both Sheetz and Giant from buying in bulk. And that discount then gets turned into extra money for the project. We take no, you know, cost from that. From the church takes no cost, and it's great, because one of the things Rich talks about is that, you know, they're open. Zion Lutheran, they've got church. So people, if we have a project going where people need to drop things off, well, we wind up dropping them off there, because unlike the synagogue or the mosque or UUCSD, we're not staffed during the day. But he is.
Sunbury Together is the activist organization that's busy in Sunbury, consisting of Rabbi Nina Mandel of Congregation Bethel and the Lutheran pastor Rich Fangman of Zion Lutheran Church, and yourself, the Unitarian Universalist Congregation of the Susquehanna Valley. Minister Ann Keeler Evans is on the phone. Who else might be involved?
Sonia Amar from the Sunbury Islamic Center. And there are occasionally other people involved. I mean, what we say about ourselves is that we are religious leaders from all faiths working to build community and spiritual well-being for all Sunbury area residents.
Go ahead. Well, at the moment, you're collecting products, funds, and gift cards for furloughed federal workers. Even though they are coming back to work, there's certainly some gaps to fill in, and all of this is going to potentially could resume again in 3 weeks.
Right. And in this case, we have moved beyond the Sunbury. We've moved outside our usual mission, and we're inviting people from all over to support us, and we're supporting federal workers in the prison who, you know, have not been back to work, who have not been working.
So how do I contribute?
All righty. I have sent you the very long, URL. You can go, if you want, to loveflows.net, or you can go to UUCSV.org. Go to Love Flows. There's go to projects and Let Our Valley Eat. And there is it will say Love, L-O-V-E, in capital letters. And that's Let Our Valley Eat. And donate there.
All right, and you might want to indicate that this is targeting the federal workers at this time. That's being put together by the Sunbury Together Ministry Group. If you want to drop up products in normal business hours at the Zion Lutheran Church in Sunbury, is a good place to go there. Do so
right.
Online. The Love Flows. Oops, go ahead.
I was going to say, what we're really finding out, we need gas cards. Please give us money. that's really what they need. And if they have those cards, they can, you know, particularly if it's a giant card, they can buy dog food, they can buy baby products, they can buy feminine hygiene products, they can buy food. So
All right, fantastic. Well, this is important information to get out there. All right, well, so this has helped the Sunbury Together Ministry Group doing this. Donations of products, funds, and gift cards. Loveflows.net is a good way to do so. Make sure you indicate that you're interested in helping the unmet needs, this gap funding for individuals who are employed in the federal system who undergo the occasional stoppages of their wages. 5-week stoppage just recently, and of course, they haven't gotten the back pay yet, so some of those unmet needs continue. So we appreciate that. Real quick, while I have you on the line, Love Flows started, what, about 4 or 5 years ago? How much money has passed through the UU Church since then?
I'm guessing we're moving towards $100,000.
Isn't that something? Well, I remember the Love Period event, which was targeting feminine hygiene projects, products.
And we have spun off. You have to have me back. I want to come and talk about this on the mark. We have a new project, new organization called ShapeOfJustice.org, and we are supplying period products in 5 or 6 counties in 25 or 26 different food pantries, shelters, and I think that's where we are, food pantries and shelters, and like places like closets, and so it's really, really exciting. And I have one last little thing, if I have time to say this, about Sunbury Together.
Sure.
We have a next project, which is thanks to our beloved Rabbi Nina, who has been learning to bake bread, and she likes to bake a lot more than she likes to eat it. And she said, let's start a project for home-baked breads and other treats to hand out free of charge in the gazebo. So we're going to try it February 13th and March 13th. I'll send you a flyer on this so you can do this. But so if you get baked goods, you simply come to the park from 4:30 to 6:30 on the 13th of either February and March. Or if you donate, you bring them to the event on either date. Or you can contact me, Ann, at UUCSV.org. And we'll make sure that they get there. And Nina, because she's so clever, we're calling it the Takery rather than the Bakery.
So the people generously donate items, and it is there for the takering.
Right, exactly. And she uses our Exodus quote, I will rain down bread for you from the sky, and the people shall go out and gather each day's portion.
Wow. Okay. And don't take more than you need is always sound advice. So, all right. Well, thank you so much, Rabbi.
Rabbi Evans, yes. And Reverend Ann. Right now.
Go ahead.
No, that's such an honor.
All right. Well, I do appreciate it. Thank you for checking in. You do have an open mic. As we get close to February 13th, we will have you call in, and we'll reiterate some of the key details about that. Love Flows is loveflows.net, and the Sunbury Together Group gathering products, various
right.
products.
It will show up, loveflows.net, and it will show up under Love Let Our Valley Eat. If you just go there and click. We didn't put up a special banner. We're just counting on you to be on all of us to be smart enough to figure that out.
Keep track
maybe
of it.
Maybe not Monday right. morning.
Will do. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
You bet. Ann Keeler Evans, minister at the Unitarian Universalist Congregation of the Susquehanna Valley on the local Sunbury Together efforts.